Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Today we're talking about the I in the acronym RISE, which is a simple tool for helping us be emotionally whole. And I stands for increase your self-awareness in how you affect people who interact with you. Increase your awareness of your feelings. Increase your understanding of yourself and why you do the things you do. Increase your connection with others. Increase your assertiveness in a way that draws people to you rather than repels them. Increase the healthy influences in your life. Increase your time alone with God in Bible and in prayer. And we're drawing from the scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I think one of the hardest things is to increase your self-awareness. You know, there are people who are very intelligent in that area. It's one of the intelligences to be intrapersonal. Intrapersonal means that you are aware of yourself and how you affect others. And so if that's one of the things that you're not particularly strong in, one area, you really have to pray for that. Help me to be aware of how I'm impacting others. And then your own feelings. You know, we might say that someone has zero emotional intelligence, and that's maybe a nice way of saying, or maybe not such a nice way of saying, that they don't understand how they are coming across. They don't know how they're feeling, and all of it comes out as maybe a negative feeling. So when you're thinking about increasing your understanding of yourself and why you do the things you do, you might really have to humble yourself before the Lord, because not all of us are intelligent in intrapersonal. And that's where that intelligence lies. You know, the eight intelligences: music, spatial, mathematical, interpersonal, intrapersonal, nature, all of those play out in how we look at ourselves. And so you really need to stop and think, okay, how am I coming across? So as you think of the I today, you can think of how you're looking at your own feelings and get in touch with your own feelings. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. God gave us those emotions for a reason. Today we're going to pray for a number of needs, but we also are going to praise the Lord for a number of blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sustaining care for us. We thank you for the food and the shelter and the basic needs that you provide over and over again miraculously for us. And we pray for those that are suffering. We pray for Susan and her challenges with her mother and father. We pray for John, and we just ask that you be with him. He has a major decision to make. And we pray for a family that is looking for a home. They're still having to live with relatives, and just give them patience and wisdom. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're coming again soon. Can hardly wait. And we just pray that everyone turns their heart to you. All this we pray, Lord, in thy holy, holy name. Amen. Ta-da! So our arts and crafts time today is a winter tree. And I've placed the inspiration for this craft idea in my Pinterest site. It's on the outdoor classroom board. And a winter tree is simply that. You just go get some little twigs from outside. Any excuse to go outside is great. And you glue them on a piece of blue construction paper. And then you use like a Q-tip or a little paintbrush to paint the little snowflakes that are falling around this tree. It's a very simple little craft, but it is something that gives your children an excuse to go outside and to just look at the beauty of nature. There's something very inspiring, even in a cold season, a warm season. All of the seasons still have God's beauty touching them. So just enjoy learning. So in our curriculum section, we've been talking about the basic organization of your family and of your homeschool. And we've talked about resources, and I thought maybe we needed to unpack them, because when we say resources and we call it the negotiating or the political frame of our organization, we're essentially talking about resources like the supplies, the technology, the time, and the money, and even your resource as a human being. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. But I thought maybe we needed to unpack it a little bit more, because time and money is where these two important things lie when you're looking at how to organize or how your family is already culturally organized. Time and money. And where we put our time and money tends to be where the importance of what we think something is. So if you are trying to squeeze everything in a short amount of time every day, or if you're spending as little amount of money as you possibly can, it could lend itself to think that that's not very important. So you look at everything that you have, all the supplies, where you're, you know, even the simple technology of chalkboards. You know, chalk is considered a technology, or a whiteboard, or the crayons or pencils and pens. All of that is considered technology. And then the time and money. And if you're really spread thin, you might need to just step back and go, okay, I'm going to devote this amount of time, you know, and make a budget of your time, just like you do a budget of your money. Well, we've run out of our time for this first section of the show, but I hope you will stay with us. We are doing a whole series this week on remembering how God has led us, and we'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Michael Gamblin, my executive producer, and we're just praising the Lord that we have the opportunity to come and talk to you. It certainly is miraculous. I know I promised you in a previous show that I would talk a little bit about how things radically changed. You know, I wanted to be able to have this show be self-sustaining, and I looked for sponsors from different universities and colleges, but nothing really came to bear. I mean, we'd only just been airing for a year. We didn't really have a history of perseverance or consistency. And we looked at what needed to be done. My sister, Kathy Tooley, became my co-host, and we were working hard at writing books and making products, and we set up a little store for Homeschool Companion. We set up websites, and then one thing after another, our website got hacked and we ended up in an inappropriate situation there. I had to close that down. And then my sister was diagnosed with terminal cancer and given like 3 months to live. And we had no money. I mean, we had no money to even pay the electricity and things like that because I had lost my job at the Review. And so we made the decision that I would go and teach in Baltimore. That was the only teaching job I could find, which meant that our lives now, Mike was still working at the Review and Herald, and I was working down in Baltimore. It was a very dark time for me. I was just devastated that in all the things I was trying to do for God, that I had to be separated from my family during the week. And I knew my sister was terminally just given 3 months to live. And that day when I went down, got packed up my stuff and went down to Baltimore, I think I cried all the way down there. How was I going to have the emotional energy or time to do the radio show, which at the same time I needed to go to work so that I could have money to pay the mortgage and things like that. And but God has been with us, hasn't he?
Yes, it's been an uphill climb sometimes, but we have never gone hungry. We've never lost our house. You know, we've been able to sustain this, and with many hours and of sweat equity we've put into it as well, too. But yes, we've been able to continue on.
So we would do the shows, and then on Sunday, and then I'd say goodbye to my husband, boo-hoo, wah-ha, and then go and work. And I can see now where continuing to teach has brought a lot of credibility to what I'm talking about. I'm experiencing it. In addition to that, Grand Canyon hired me at about that time to work in Baltimore as an adjunct professor supervising their faculty that they had, their cooperating teachers. So I was going into public schools and high schools and really learning, always learning what worked right, what didn't work so well. So God has led us through that. But I thought we should talk about how we get our program.
Oh, that's an interesting thing.
Okay, so Calvin Follett said, you know, you and Mike should go to the National Religious Broadcasters Association. He said, you might pick up more stations. And that is our goal. We want as many stations to air our programs. We just have one thing. We don't pay for your airtime and you don't pay us for the show. If it's a God thing, you can have this show for free and you can air it. And there you can put your own little advertisements in it. It's at 24:30, and we've picked up some independent radio stations that way. So he said you could probably pick up more independent radio stations if you went to NRB. And we did. So that first time when we went to NRB.
You talking about scary.
Oh,
here I'm in with all these professional people and all their recorders and all their equipment. And I'm coming in here with a little handheld recorder and trying to figure out how to do that. They gave us a place that we could record, but only for 2 hours. And then we had to find other places.
And we didn't even know when we signed up for it. Of course, we didn't have much money. So we said, Lord, we can go to the NRB, but we can't pay for it. Well, when you look at the website, you'll see that it costs $600 to go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. 600 times 2 is 1,200. There's no way we had any money for that. So I kept reading and studying through the website, and I saw where media can go for free. You have to fill out some forms and give your media credentials and have letters come from your CEO and all that. So I did that, and we got a free pass. But it put us into a level that we now, looking back, can see how God totally led. It was the media level. We weren't down with the vendors. We were in the media level with Salem Radio Network and all of these other television and all of these other media entities. Christianity Today and not one single person that we knew, not one single entity that we knew, and we were thrust into it. And people will ask us even today, what does MRG stand for in your name, MRG Media? It sounds so official, doesn't it?
Mike Rose Gamblin.
And so we went there and we had our equipment and we were so nervous. And this man named Greg Wooding.
Oh, yes, Greg.
He came.
Wonderful person.
And he told us everything that we needed to do, where we needed to be. And as far as interviewing, we had some mishaps. Like we had this one football star. He's a football star, but I can't remember his name.
Keep going. I'll remember it in a minute.
Yes. So this football star came and he had actually broken his back when they were just in practice. So he never really got to play. And he became the lead singer for Los Miserables. And he worked for Burt Reynolds. So when he sat down to interview, I was just thrilled that I could interview this guy. And I was just praying and interviewing. And you have to really be able to think quick on your feet, because at NRB, you don't always have their bio and the questions ahead of time. You might be given a talking points piece of paper and then you make the interview, you know, glancing at that. So I was working very hard to do a good job and I got all done. And Michael goes, oh, we forgot to press the record button. And do you know that man who I'm sure was very busy? He just sat down and we did the interview all over again for a whole half hour. And those kinds of things that have happened at NRB just remind me that, you know, God's leading every step of the way. We got a lot of material, about 40 interviews. It's a lot of work. We just interview. And when we went away from there, that became a tradition that we would always go to the NRB and that we would always have to get money, because you have to have money to have accommodations. We always have stayed far away in the most inexpensive motel that we can find and then drive in each day. But the parking alone is like $24 a day. And then we just don't eat or we pack a lunch. It's a very humble ministry, but yet God keeps us going. And I just praise him for that. I really do. One of the experiences that maybe also add to is when they called us, they said, this one guy does not want to come down to the media. He wants you to come to his suite. We said, okay. So we packed up our suitcases and we walked and walked. We were at the Gaylord Convention Center.
Opryland Gaylord.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
And we walked and finally we came to his suite. It was the executive head of Fox Family Entertainment, and he wanted to promote the Narnia movie. Well, we were pretty intimidated when you walked in. There was very opulent and very, you know, lots of hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of people were waiting on this executive producer. I said to Mike, well, now you know what an executive producer should be, you know, how they should be treated and what they should look like. Anyway, we went through and I asked him, I said, why would you think that a Christian should even watch a movie like that? It's got a lot of, you know, imagination for sure in it. And he said, well, I just want to say one thing, and that is I'm not telling you that you need to watch this movie, but I am saying that God gave us an imagination so that we can imagine about him. And I think that a child's imagination should be fully developed, because you can't even give your heart to the Lord without imagining and without visioning that great gift of salvation. So that convinced me that indeed, even through someone who I might feel is rather secular, God's message does not go void. God's message is there. And there's just been only a very few interview.
Also, as we were working in this NRB, we met some of the publicists that sort of took us under their wing as well, too. Greg Wooding being one of them. Benita Teams was another one, wonderful lady. And they gave us some guidance on how to get interviews and different
Gina Adams.
Adams.
And Joni.
Yeah.
These publicists do such a great job. At this point now, we have been going to the NRB for a number of years. And when we put in our name, once we fill out our media credentials and we put in our name, tell us, Michael, what you have to do to get ready for the NRB.
Okay, first thing I do is I contact all the different publicists, and I've got a list of them now, quite a few. And I say, we're going, you know, let us know who we might be interested in, you know, talking to, because each person that goes there has a different venue that they may be promoting to. So ours being education, they bring us the ones that can give us something for education. So with that being said, then we go back and, you know, we're texting or emailing back and forth. We get a bio from them. We get talking points, and we get a copy, an ebook copy of their product, so we can, you know, go through it and then come up with some intelligent questions, which falls back on Rose. But, and I do all the time. I have a massive schedule to line up all these people. In a 3 or 4 day period, we can have anywhere from, well, at least 10 full interviews every day. So we can come out of, in a 4 day period, we can come out with 40 to 50 different interviews. We are working pretty hard to get
yes,
all these.
Yes. And there will be people there that will say, wow, I did so many interviews. At this point, we have topped them every single convention.
Yeah. The first time it happened, they said, well, did you do 1, 2, 4, 10 or whatever? I said, we did 45. They said, what? I said, yes, we did 45 interviews.
And you know, that means that we don't get down to the vendors section very often, but we do try. We try to make one interview where we go down and do little snippets of interviews, because there's products coming out that are new every single year. And all of these vendors come to these conventions, like, you know, NRB or homeschool conventions, and they have the latest products that might benefit somebody. So we try.
Oh, the toys that are there are just...
We try. Well, we've come to the end of our show, and I know we've just barely tipped the iceberg, but God has been good, and we will continue on this journey with you, our listener, and with each other, and Homeschool Companion, the companion part for sure. And we have one last thing to say, and that is, God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.